Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs, or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, every Friday afternoon, this time we talk entertainment with Paul Hall from Comic Guy Films. He's with us this afternoon. And the Critics' Choice Awards were supposed to be this Sunday night, but they canceled those until a couple of weeks from now. Paul, I called you Sue. I'd be surprised if they even get them in then, just based on what we're seeing in Los Angeles. How are you this afternoon?
You know, that's a great question, Mark. We pushed them 2 weeks out. Voting is still taking place as it was supposed to have. Haven't changed those dates. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Some things are still going on out there. Despite moving things like the NFL game, the Hollywood show is going on out there this weekend. Many celebrities have canceled, but many are still coming to the show. It's one of those big shows for collectible seekers, autograph seekers, and the like. I know some of the people I work with over at Remind Magazine have people out there covering the show, and they were a little surprised it was still going on, but what they're saying is a lot of the celebrities are using it as a couple minutes to get away from life,
well,
as you know it.
And that's understandable,
and obviously,
right?
Yeah.
Well, let's talk through some movies here. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I tried to watch this one the other night. It's called Better Man. It's about a British pop star named Robbie Williams, but it's a little different in the way they tell the story.
I'm Robbie Williams. I'm one of the biggest pop stars in the world. This is my story, but I'm not going to tell it in an ordinary way because I don't see myself how others see me.
For the next 2 hours, your ass is mine!
To be honest, I've always been a little less evolved. So let's take it from the top.
So he basically does the movie as a monkey. How do I more accurately represent what happens here? Because everyone else is in human form, but he plays himself as a monkey, Paul Hall. Am I getting that right? Right?
You are correct on that.
Okay, so when I started watching this, knowing, and I think I even asked you for your opinion, and a couple other people said, you know, I kind of liked it. I started watching it. I can't get past the monkey thing. So for me, I couldn't do it.
About halfway in, I got past the monkey thing, Mark. It took me a little while, but once I did let myself just kind of take it as it was, it really worked. And by the end of the movie, it had me at hello. It took a long time to get there, but it had me invested in the story of Robbie Williams and really the deeper story that existed about dealing with anxiety, dealing with suicidal thoughts, and the things that come along with fame. It's not all peaches and cream. It's not all, you know, you're the belle of the ball type of thing. Yeah, you got a lot, but there's a lot that's expected of you as the headliner, and it really deals with a lot of Robbie Williams' life. I was surprised, quite frankly, that by the end of this film, I really liked it, and I didn't necessarily start that way
it
started.
Why is the gimmick necessary?
Well, it kind of shows him as that trained chimp that's up in front of a crowd. He needs to be that kind of guy that is there. He's the front man. He's doing things that he's told to do. just to keep everything getting along. And as the movie progresses, he starts battling those impressions of himself, let's just say, as he sees monkeys around him in the crowd and things that are out there, he does have to become a better man. And he does that before all is said and done, thankfully, or it would have been another, you know, music artist that we lost way too young for reasons of, suicide right. and depression and whatnot. It really worked before it was over. And I will tell you flat out, I did not buy off in the beginning. And it took me a while, about halfway through, that I all of a sudden was invested in it, and it actually worked. So if you stick it out, it's a better movie than you think.
I've had other people tell me that, which is why I tried, but I just couldn't get past that the other night. Maybe I'll try again. Pam Anderson is trying to have a comeback right now. She's got some Oscar buzz for a performance in a movie called The Last Showgirl.
This is your place's call for the final performance of The Razzle Dazzle.
I mean, Las Vegas used to treat us like movie stars. It's the costumes, the sets. We were ambassadors for style and grace. The Las Vegas showgirl. The iconic American showgirl.
I love the topic. I have deep appreciation for Old Vegas and the showgirls. I have not seen this one yet, Paul.
This is Old Vegas kind of coming to a close as Pam Anderson plays a showgirl that's been on the Vegas Strip for 30 years. And she plays this, quite frankly, a lot without makeup. And this works in more ways than you would ever imagine, because she doesn't let outward beauty get in the way of kind of the struggles and the strife behind the scenes of a position that doesn't really exist to the same level that she knew it as. She always thought it to be this glitzy, glamorous type of thing that Old Vegas had it. And now it's all, you know, different kind of dancing that gets up there, whether it's exotic or whether it's borderline exotic with your clothes on. It really is something that was special before it was all said and done. Anderson is wonderful here. This is one of the quieter, easier, and better performances by Dave Bautista. He's here as kind of like the I don't know, you want to call him the enforcer or something of the club. He's kind of behind the scenes. He runs the club that's closing her show. And even Jamie Lee Curtis has a very buzzed about role here as a friend of Pam's. And again, her kind of with a very, very dark spray tan, and definitely someone who would be Old Vegas. As you know it. It's so much better than you think. Even a good song from Miley Cyrus closes it out. The Last Showgirl, as well as Better Man, are both now in theaters for you to check out.
We all remember the Jerry Springer Show, right? There's a documentary about that show now.
After this, I'm never talking about this show ever again.
Jerry Springer!
I don't think anybody knew how crazy this show was going
to
be.
I'd like to take this opportunity to apologize for everything I've ever done. I have ruined the culture.
And that guy was like, who was he, mayor of Cincinnati? Was that it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, and they talked about that in the show. Yeah, two episodes long on Netflix, so you can get through it fairly quickly, but it details his rise kind of from mayor of Cincinnati and being someone who was more of a serious journalist. He wanted to do that type of thing until what gets everybody, the ratings have to be where they have to be. And he rose bigger than Oprah for a while there, based on what he was putting on during the day. It was filled with all kinds of interesting people from start to finish. That really came a lot from his producer, who you hear a lot from in the course of this documentary. And you kind of get a look behind the scenes of what went on. Any of us who grew up in the 80s and 90s, even into the early 2000s, we remember Springer. We remember watching those shows,
absolutely,
whether you liked them or
absolutely
hated them. It's a fascinating two parts. And like I said, it's quick. It's about 3 hours between the two, maybe a little less, 2:50. You can definitely check it out and see behind the scenes of what made that weird and wild show popular.
All right, so here's my pick for the weekend. I'm going to have the director Devin Dilmore on right after the top of the hour. It's a film on Netflix. It's a documentary called Norman's Rare Guitars.
It's business as usual at Norman's Rare Guitars in the San Fernando Valley.
Throughout the store's history, we've had some of the most iconic guitar players in the world come through, from George Harrison to Bob Dylan to Tom Petty.
All of the rock legends shop at Norm's, including guitarist Eddie Van Halen.
You walk in here and there's a spell that comes over you.
Norm is not just guitar collecting. It's Hollywood, it's music, it's TV and film. Everything from The Last Waltz to Back to the Future.
So, you know, they mentioned Back to the Future. Future, the guitar that Michael J. Fox plays was from Norman's Rare Guitars. He started as a guy that was a musician, and he kind of fell into this accidentally. It is a fantastic film. Most of the people in there, especially for those of us in this demographic in the room, you'll know a lot of the people from the 70s and the 80s, whether it's Robbie Robertson or Slash or whoever. Kiefer Sutherland is prominently featured here because he's a guitar player, goes into the store a lot. It's fantastic, and it's an important part of musical history, and I'm looking forward to talking with Devin after the top of the hour. Have you seen that one yet, Paul?
It is stupid fantastic.
Yes.
To sit and watch some of the stuff in there and the memories that flood over you as you're watching some of the guitars that made our lives kind of what they are today, whether you love us or hate us.
Sue, wow. Vince Gill is in this movie.
Really?
Wow. I mean, you know, I love me some Vince.
There are so many cool people that are just telling stories, and it's fantastic. So if you're a music fan, if you're a musician in particular, I've sent this trailer to so many of my friends like Neil Sosik from the Mighty Pines and Jeff Faulkner here in St. Louis, and I hope people watch it. And again, Devin's coming up here after the top of the hour. I have to talk about one television show that I thought was awful, and I'm very disappointed in it, but I love Tim Allen. I love Tim Allen. I think he's very, very funny. I watched Shifting Gears, which is his new show that debuted a couple of nights. I think you can watch it on Hulu right now with Kat Dennings. He plays kind of the same role that he's played before in some of his shows, but it is just awful. It just didn't work at all. So what we did, we watched it with Alexa last night. This was an interesting experiment. She wasn't into it. We weren't into it. We went back and we watched the pilot of Home Improvement. And let me tell you something. It was fantastic.
Really?
I completely understand.
It's an adorable show.
Yeah. But see, Tim, he was doing his stand-up at the time, and he had that gimmick, that, I'm telling you, go back.
And who was the neighbor?
Don't watch the... Wilson was the guy.
I can't think of his name.
Yeah, but
Wilson.
If you want to go watch a show, skip the new Tim Allen show. Go back and watch Home Improvement because it seemingly held up pretty well. We're going to keep watching it with Alexa.
Well, I there's a documentary I started, the JonBenet.
Ooh.
Did you see it, Paul?
That's been out for a little while, hasn't it?
I'm going to leave this one for you.
They don't really answer the questions, though, do they, Jane?
Well, except, I will tell you, and I'm only one episode in, so.
Oh.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay.
Fairness. There was a lot of stuff even in the first episode that I had no idea about.
It was the brother, wasn't it?
Well, no, the DNA.
Yes.
I think it's the brother.
Wait. But the DNA... They did DNA on her fingernails and in her underwear, and it was a man that was not related to her. It was not the...
Okay. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know how you dispute DNA in a six-year-old's underwear.
I would give you that.
I mean, because there is no absolutely zero non-nefarious purpose that would be there.
All right. Except, why would somebody break into the house to do that? But I'm just saying there's a lot there.
There is a lot there. No, and I'm not disagreeing with you, but I mean, there is...
And
no,
that
they
one is
didn't
where?
Answer.
Is that
that's
Netflix?
On Netflix?
Yeah, and that's been out for a little bit. Paul, tell folks where they can find your reviews.
ComGuy.com.
We will talk. I will not talk with you next Friday. You'll be here with Sue, but I'm going to Las Vegas to see some showgirls next weekend. How does that sound?
It sounds good to me. Make sure you don't make it the last one, though.
Yeah, kidding. All right, we'll see you. Take care. Good luck to your Chargers
care,
this
friend.
Weekend, too.
Sounds too good. 2 weeks, you and us.
We'll see what happens. He's a Chargers fan. I'm a Chiefs fan. That's what that was all about. Jane, hang in there. We got one more segment. Cusimano's coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.